Welcome to Messy Business, the podcast about the realities of making it all work whilst juggling everything life throws at you. I'm Libby Langley, business mentor, author, self-employed since 2011 and still making it up as I go along, still occasionally crying into my laptop and still here for it. This isn't shouting strategy from the rooftops. It's about what's working, what's changing, what I'm experimenting with, all shared so you feel more supported and more human in your own messy business. Here's this week's episode. Enjoy. I want to talk to you today about motivation. Dedication, that's what you need. What was that? Record breakers. So there's one for the 80s kids amongst you. But motivation, I think it's a bit problematic. I do, and I'm going to tell you for why. We are obsessed with motivation. Absolutely obsessed with it, right? You've got to be, come on, rah, let's get motivated, yeah, hoo, 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 or whatever people do to motivate themselves. I'm so glad you don't have video with this. But it's like motivation is, I don't know, stand up and shake yourself and come on, let's get motivated. And whilst standing up and shaking yourself can make you feel a little bit more alive and a little bit better, right? Why are we so obsessed with being motivated for some to do something? I think it's just such a kind of, such a false thing. Because motivation in and of itself is like just nothing. It's just an energy state, I guess, isn't it? And I think it gets too much credit, right? I think, yeah, I'm so motivated to do this. It doesn't mean that you are, everyone's like, yeah, yeah, so motivated. It doesn't mean anything, does it? It means you. There's a lot of hot air going on. It means that it's really visible. It feels good. And it makes for good content. You reels and you stupid B-roll stuff. You know, I think it gets way too much credit, though, because what is it? It's just like a bit of fluff, isn't it, really? Because it's unreliable. It disappears pretty damn quickly, or it can disappear pretty damn quickly. Right, it's like a like a sort of whirlwind, like a kind of hurricane, and it can, you know, it's like, come on, let's go, and then you go, and it's like, but I don't know why I'm going or where I'm going or what I'm going for, or actually, do I really feel like going? So I think motivation is kind of a bit of a false state. Don't come at me for that. Listen to the rest of the episode and you will also agree with me. But this isn't, you know, it's not a negative thing, right, at all. It's not, this is certainly not a negative episode. It's about what? Realistic positivity. That's what I'm trying to say. Realistic positivity is much healthier. And That's very different from toxic positivity, which is a bad thing. But realistic positivity is like kind of riding the wave, feeling, knowing absolutely that you're on the right path, understanding yourself, knowing that being true to yourself is what's going to carry you through. And you kind of don't need motivation then, right? You don't need motivation because you're just doing the thing, and the thing is right, and the thing is happening, and the thing is coming into fruition, and the other people believe in the thing because you believe in the thing. And that's much better. That's much more holistic than being motivated. Because, you know, I can be super motivated to go and build a house in that field at the bottom of my garden. I could be super motivated to do it. I can't do it. And I'm not going to do it. And it would be against all planning restrictions and be a terrible shame for the neighbourhood. Or not. I was just looking out the window as I said that. But it's like, so motivation isn't, you kind of don't need it, right? Which feels like a weird thing to say. But actually, I think not being motivated, but being ready or comfortable or sure are actually better measures. Yeah. Comfortable and sure and ready. And I say ready with a bit of hesitation because I don't know if we're ever actually ready, right? And sometimes we do just need to do the thing, but we might be sure that it's the right thing, but possibly not quite ready because we're frightened. And we might be comfortable about the thing being the right thing, but actually still a bit scared about doing it, right? So that's why I say kind of, you know, comfortable, sure and ready as a threesome, and you take bits of each, right? But you don't have to be motivated. You don't. I feel like motivation is possibly a false emphasis. I'm really struggling to find my words today here because clearly motivation is. You know, I've got a problem with motivation. I've just got a problem with it. I feel like it's too pushy. I don't know. I just don't think it's something that. You know, when people say, oh, I feel really motivated, and it's like, what you mean is that you've got energy for the thing that you want to do. That's, I mean, maybe that's the dictionary definition of it, right? But, you know, it's what I'm interested in is what's underneath it. Because motivation alone isn't going to sustain you, carry you through at all. But having this realistic positivity and being comfortable, sure, and ready, I think is going to carry you through because it's more ingrained, it's more embedded in yourself. And that's what's going to carry you through, right? That's what's going to give you the momentum, which is far more important than to motivation, I would say. It's a difference between pushing and rolling, right? You know, if you think of a really big stone, then, or really big rock that you're trying to push. Pushing it is hard work. Pushing takes energy. Pushing takes motivation. Pushing takes, you know, literal kinetic energy. But rolling, then that's your momentum. That's your readiness. That's where you can just keep going. And I think there's a real difference there. And some of the language that we use for ourselves, we have to watch it a bit, right? Because I don't know, I can kind of imagine myself saying, come on, let me get yourself motivated. And it's like, rather than saying that, wouldn't it be better to say, right, what is the best and smallest and least but easiest thing that you can do today? I'll do that. Okay. Got a bit of momentum here. What can I do next? I'll do that. And that's what builds. So I think momentum is far better than motivation. That's my two penneth on there. But what about readiness? So readiness, like I say, are we ever ready? I don't know. I mean, you know, ready, set, go. But are we ready, set, go? That's American, isn't it? What do we say? We say ready, steady, go. Do we? Oh, I don't know. I haven't done a running race for a long time that starts like that. Ready, steady, go. On your mark, set, go. There you go. Okay. That's readiness. I think maybe I need to lie down. I don't know. But readiness is a neutral thing. It's a quiet thing. It's actually an unremarkable thing, I think. You can just say, oh yeah, now it's time. And it isn't anything, there's no rah-rah about it. There's nothing big or shiny or exciting about that. It's just like, okay, here we go. And it has, I think it would have about it a lack of resistance rather than an excitement. And you might have excitement, right? Because doing the thing that you want to do and moving forward with the thing that you want to move forward with is exciting. But it's this lack of resistance if you are a low energy person and if you are, I don't know, struggling with motivation, then that kind of lack of resistance of doing it, I think, is the thing to look out for as being the positive, right? And sometimes you definitely don't feel motivated. I would say 90% of the time I don't feel motivated to do the things that I want to do. But feeling able, feeling ready, feeling comfortable, feeling sure that they're the right things. Yes, absolutely feelings that I'm 100% in acknowledgement of. Absolutely. You know, there are things like, are you able to get to your desk and sit down? Yes. Good. That's a good start. Are you able to turn on your computer? Yes. Excellent second thing. Are you able to respond to those emails? Yes. Are you able to file some stuff? Are you able to whatever, whatever, whatever? And the more yeses that you get with that, that's the momentum. That's this realistic positivity. And that's how good days are made, actually, is lots of small tasks over and over again. And they're not, it's not necessarily exciting that, but there is this kind of quiet progress towards the thing that you want, what you want to achieve. If all the things that you're doing are moving you forward to your ultimate end goal, then, I mean, that's flipping fantastic, right? And that's surely all that you can want, right? I mean, it just, I do sometimes feel like I make things a bit boring. And I apologise if that's what you think. Oh, yeah, she's got some really good advice, but she's really boring. Yeah, I mean, I am a lot of the time because I don't think that we need to add the extra pressure of peril into our work. I believe that fun and adventures can happen outside of work, but also within work, but they don't have to be the work. Right? Things can be interesting and exciting and fun and, you know, I don't know, joyous. But that doesn't have to be in every single action, right? And it's the actions that build the momentum that move things forward. But also the things that you're not going to be motivated about them, I'm sure. But if you respond to those three emails that are sitting in your inbox that you haven't been bothered to respond to yet, interesting and exciting things might come out of that, right? So this is how it works. This is absolutely how it works. Because if you keep waiting for motivation, you're going to really get yourself stuck, I think. Because I don't know if it is something that you wake up and feel. Maybe this is just me. Maybe you do. Maybe you're like, this is a load of rubbish. I am super motivated all the time. But I don't think it's that. I think it's comfortable, sure, ready, building momentum. And I think if you're waiting for momentum to strike, then, you know, and you're a capable person, right? If you've been through a lot, then that is really going to stick you because if you're waiting for something that possibly is never going to come because it's the wrong thing that you're looking out for, then that can feel really quite challenging. And it can turn rest down periods into stagnation, and stagnation can become shame, right? I know for me that I could absolutely wallow for months if I could get away with it. Happily just mope about, it'd be great, until the day that it wasn't, right? And because I couldn't do it forever, I would need to then come out and remind myself that there was a world outside the four walls, and you know, that are useful and all of that. And I think that you know yourself what your capacity limit is for stagnation. And you will find yourself doing things, even if it's just like going to a networking meeting or something, you know, having a Zoom call with someone, you will do something that then starts to build some momentum, which is, again, it's very different from motivation. You might be motivated to do something different, but actually it's the readiness of, do you know what, I'm going to send so-and-so a message and book a call with them. I'm going to do that because I think that would be a good idea. It's that small actions that actually make such a big difference to us all. There are some good signs and signals that you can look out for that are actually better than waiting for motivation, which may or may not ever come. But if you notice this, that you're starting to feel maybe a bit less heaviness about things, maybe less dread about things, maybe there's a sense of curiosity coming back or starting for something different, for something new. Definitely, though, a sense of calm and a sense of relief. Those are really important things to know and to notice. And this willingness to do, but imperfectly, I think that's something that we shouldn't underestimate, actually. It's just the doing, the doing of something. You know, perfect can come, whatever, doesn't matter, does it? But, you know, that's that. You're never going to start with perfect at all, because that's not human to be able to do that. So those are, I think they're much better signals than motivation, those things. Just feeling a general sense of, oh, maybe, is so, so powerful, because everything starts with a maybe. A let's see what happens. I wonder if that's just how we move forward with everything. And I talked in previous episodes about decluttering. And I think that that's a really good way to build some kind of momentum. And, yeah, if you're clinging on to the word to get yourself motivated, then you can, it's a good way to do that, because this clearing space, I can't really explain it, but honestly, it's a massive thing, particularly the digital stuff. It does, it's just like, I mean, you imagine, yeah, you know, I talked in the decluttering episode I did a couple of weeks ago about what you carry around on your phone, right? And if you imagine everything that you've got on your phone is in a carrier bag, like all the 20,000 photos, they're actual printed photos that you're carrying around in carrier bags. I mean, it's insane, right? It's an insane amount of weight of just stuff that's lingering. And that can't do you any good. Can't do any of us any good. So these are actions that you can take. There's one action that you can take, decluttering, getting rid of stuff, deleting stuff, throwing stuff away, filing stuff, replying to stuff so it's not sitting there as a to-do anymore. But that's one really, really good example of noticing what comes then. And sure, if you want to use the word motivation, then it might be motivation. But, you know, a feeling of readiness, a feeling of realistic positivity, a feeling of curiosity, of relief, all of those are feelings that might come about. And they are the stuff of motivation, right? Motivation doesn't, you know, it's like starting with perfect. You can't start with motivation. That comes from the thing that comes before it. And if you do something that you love, that you know makes you feel better. For me, these podcasts are just great therapy for me. They're really good at re-engaging me with what I love. And what I love is supporting you, supporting business owners at a point of disorientation. That's where I want to swoop in and sort everything out. You know, that's the absolute point that I love. And that's the point when you get in touch with me, as you do. So many of you do. And that's the when the interesting projects come about, right? And the interesting work and all of that. So yeah, it helps to do the thing that you know that you love and that makes a difference, right? So for you, that might be going to a networking meeting. It might be having a Zoom call with someone. It might be recording, I don't know, maybe you've got a podcast too. It might be writing a blog. It might be going live on Instagram. It might be doing a YouTube video. It might be something, right? But generally speaking, it involves communicating a message to someone else. The medium doesn't matter. It's about kind of getting your thoughts out there. And that's what really starts a movement and starts momentum, yeah? And if you're interested in the thing, in doing the thing, then you don't really need motivation to do it, right? Because you just getting stuff out of your head and onto paper. You know, I say that because it depends how you do it. I mean, I don't suppose you're just going to write all your thoughts down in a book and one day have them published like Samuel Pepys or something. I that might happen, but I don't think that's the way it's going to happen these days, unfortunately. Although saying that, oh, my 1991 diary it should be published. I swear, it's absolutely hilarious. The things that mattered to me then. And I only wrote, you know, 5 or 6 lines per day, but I did it every day for a year. And it is just, it's just brilliant. So maybe that should get published one day. But anyway, I digress. I think that readiness shows up after you begin. So this, you know, me saying you're never going to be ready. You're not ever going to be ready, but you're going to suddenly find that you are ready because you're doing it. But you have to start to do it. And motivation, it does follow action. I do think that. You can't start with perfect and you can't start with motivation. But only when this action is aligned with you, right? You've got to be comfortable about that you're doing the right thing in the right way for you. And I don't mean like confident, because that's different. Because if you think... Do you know what? I think a YouTube channel is how I'm going to get this stuff out to people. But you're a bit frightened of being on video, but you know that that's the thing that you want to do. You can learn the skill, right? So they're different. It can still be an aligned action. You don't have to be super comfortable. You're comfortable that it's the right thing, not comfortable with the doing of it, if that makes sense. But you can be sure about it and you can be ready to give it a go. That's all you can do. Am I ready to give it a go? Yeah, do you know what I am? What's the worst that can happen? I mean, nothing. Nobody's going to die. I wouldn't have thought. If you're a service-based business, which I know most of you are, then I don't think anybody's going to die. And I don't think you are either. I don't think there's that level of peril involved in what we're discussing here. But none of this will happen if you're trying to force it. I do not subscribe to the fake it till you make it thing. I don't, because you've made it at every stage that you're at, because there are 11 billion different stages, right? And you have made it at every stage that you're at. So never think that you're behind. Never think that someone else is doing better. There's a place for everybody doing everything at every single stage. And this will naturally connect to your sweet spot of work, right? Like it naturally connects to my sweet spot of work of helping you get through. You know, that's my absolute sweet spot, and that's the bit that I enjoy doing. So if you are waiting to feel motivated, I mean, should we just agree that that's not going to happen anymore? You're probably never going to be motivated. You're always going to have a feeling of the fact that you can't be asked. And that's okay too, right? That's okay too. Listen again to last week's episode about capacity and you'll know that that is okay too. But instead of waiting to feel motivated, try noticing whether you feel able instead. Can I do this? I think I probably can. Right. I will. Or I won't. It doesn't matter. But notice how you feel. Because readiness is never, ever going to come shouting at you like motivation. You know, motivation might with its pom-poms and its Tony Robbins bellowing in your face and all of that. You know, that's not how a lot of us, particularly us introverted, neurodivergent people, that is not how we operate. Oh, and also, you know, demand avoidance, right, is a thing with neurodivergent people. So if someone tells you to do something, you find it really hard to do it. So that's a real thing that also needs to be considered in here. So you've got to make your own rules there, kiddo. You know, you've got to decide what you want to do and how you want to run your business and how much you want to work every day and who you want to work with and what chaotic way you want to do it. And it doesn't matter because it's yours. there aren't really any rules in 2026. You can run any kind of business that you want from anywhere doing anything. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter anymore. You genuinely are the master of your own destiny. And I think that that's just really, really lovely. And if, you know, if that's not motivating, I don't know what is, quite frankly, despite me having a real problem with the word motivation. I think it depends on the context with in which we use it, to be absolutely honest. But remember, here to close for you today, remember that if you're trying to start with motivation, it's like looking for the Holy Grail. It's like trying to start with perfect. Ain't gonna happen, right? Think instead about realistic positivity. Whether you genuinely feel interested and kind of, you know, low-key excited about the thing that you want to do. Do you feel comfortable? Do you feel sure? Do you feel ready? Well, hello, momentum. That's what we are looking for there. I want to know what you think about this episode, actually. I want to know what it's kind of sparked for you. So send me a message on Instagram or on LinkedIn or drop me an email. I do eventually reply. I certainly read them all. I do eventually reply. I'm just a bit rubbish at replying to stuff. But and also, if you want me to help with where you are, right, send me a message and I will definitely reply to that one. So, all right, I'll see you next week. I've been Libby Langley. This has been another episode of Messy Business, and see you next week. Lots of love. Bye. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Messy Business. If something sparked a thought or started a shift, I would genuinely love to hear about it. Let me know on Instagram @LibbyLangley. Until next time, make space, stay curious, and do more of what you love.